facciato. Se te non ne avessi o lo ite va, ite viene sempre baccalare del mano bene. Se ci picchia vanno se è baccalare, picchia me.
Oh, ma va. Yeah, baccalà, boy. There's a lot of it out there, and it's rotting, man. Yes, the fish rots from the head down. And that's what's going on out here in the USSA and in a country near you. Empty words? No, no, no. Another more wars, more robbing us of our dough. And, of course, the big one coming up tomorrow is what's going to happen in the UK? Will they exit the Brexit? Will it happen? Well, up until last week, it looked like a sure shot. That's right. The polls were showing that some 47% of the people in the UK wanted to say sayonara to the EU. But then there was that assassination of that poor woman, parliament member in the UK, and by some crazy guy yelling out, you know, Britain first, and on, and that changed the equation. And of course, that should have nothing to do with it. But one incident causes a great chain reaction, whether it's in the UK or the USSA. For example, what happened down there in Orlando a few weeks ago. And now all this talk about gun control. Now let's get this straight. This madman that did the trip, you look at his history, he's been out of his mind since the record showed him in the third grade, you know, being reprimanded. And then he gets a job in a security firm. So he's armed and dangerous. So if you arm the guy through a security firm, what good is gun control going to do? And I'm all in favor of gun control. Absolutely, 100%. It's A-OK with me. Again, the fish rots in the head down. You know, I want to see the gun control first. Yeah, with the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex. Let's control their guns first. Hey, because after all, you want to talk about mass murder? How about the million people that they've killed over there in Iraq, huh? Oh, that doesn't count. They's just Iraqis. Except when you have to save them Yazidis on the mountain. Yeah, you remember Obama with that BS. Oh, yeah, we're not going back into Iraq with boots on the ground. We're going to save them Yazidis on the mountain from them ISISs. And, of course, that was a big lie like the rest of his lies. Going to close Guantanamo, folks. First day in office, folks. Yeah, folk you with this folks talk. Don't talk down to me. One mass murder after another. Bush, Clinton, Obama. Oh, and the liberals. The liberals say Obama couldn't do it. He tried, but he couldn't do it. Hey, he had a Democratic Congress. Did you forget the first 2 years? Or you liberals have that attention Obama deficit disorder. Just like you're going to vote for Hillary with all the blood on her hands. If Bush was in power now, boy, the liberals would be screaming bloody murder. And again, the facts are there, but people just choose not to look at them. Again, the fish rots from the head down. I mean, look at that Obama, how he loves guns, man, huh? Yep. The Obama administration has brokered more arms deals than any administration of the past 70 years, Republican or Democrat. So again, going back to Brexit, I'm going through all these steps of how it's a global nomic system, all things are connected. One incident by one crazy person changes the whole vote sequence of what may happen tomorrow when they vote, because most of the people, according to the polls, wanted to leave. But one incident happens, and now they want to stay because of one crazy guy. One crazy guy or one crazy person, whether it's in a school or or in a club slaughters people, and they start screaming gun control. Yep. And look at the, you want to talk about gun control? Again, I'm all favor of it. Let's start with the military. Oh, and then let's go to the police, all right? These guys are armed like the military. And by the way, Obama is the guy that on New Year's Eve when nobody was watching, 2011, New Year's Eve going to 2012, he signed a National Defense Authorization Act that repealed the Posse Comitatus Act of the late 1800s that prohibited the military from doing police duties on the lands of the home of the free. So now, of course, not only the military militarized to watch we the little people, but you look at the police with their armored vehicles. They walk around with these SWAT teams. I mean, you know, come on. Yeah, gun control. Oh, I forgot this one. Look at the gun control they have over there in the UK. Oh, what did this guy kill this woman with? How do you spell gun? So they use these incidents to create more fear and hysteria while they rob we the little people of our rights. And again, more rights being robbed day after day after day after day after day. Yep, civil liberties activists mobilize against surveillance amendment. And this is from antiwar.com. The FBI is always pushing for more surveillance power and had recently called for an amendment of a law regarding what data they can get without a warrant. The law right now lists things the FBI can get, which the FBI called a typo, insisting those were meant to be just examples and that the FBI could get virtually anything they want at any time if it's, you ready? Terror-related. Dun-da-da-da. Terror. Yep. How about the terror the United States is waging around the world with its war on terror? Hey, let's not speak about that. No, we got to get that Osama bin Laden. He's a bad guy, and he's in Afghanistan. So we're going to destroy the entire nation, launch a 15-year war, the longest war in American history. We're going, what, three times longer than World War II? Hey, the guy's dead. Remember Obama bragged how Obama got Osama? But yet we're still killing the people over there. 1,000 families a week leaving. Wonder why they have a refugee crisis over there in Europe. I can't figure it out. I think we should put together a blue ribbon panel so that we could come up with the answer of why people are leaving Syria, Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan. Civil liberties. We got to get them terrorists so they rob of our liberties. The United States is waging the war on terror nonstop since George Bush began it. And people forget about the mass murder of Bill Clinton. Yeah, blood on his hands, Bill. Oh, you forgot. Day he gets elected office. Next day, bombs over Baghdad. Oh, that doesn't make the news, does it? No. Let's forget about that because after all, you liberals love to have attention deficit disorder. You only go after the other madmen, but because they con you, you don't want to believe you've been conned. So you believe them. Oh, yeah, Bill. Yeah, we got to fix what's going on over there in Yugoslavia. It was the only socialist state that didn't turn capitalist after the breakup of the Soviet Union. They fixed that one, man. Yeah, a humanitarian mission, as I tells you. Oh, great day over there in Croatia now. Yeah, just got a new government, and they're looking for another one. Oh, and I forgot, you know. Yep. Those sanctions, those lovely sanctions that Bill Clinton put on Iraq. and I've said this virtually every week, and I'm going to keep saying it. Madeleine Albright, or is it not all that bright, when asked on by Leslie Stahl on CNBC if the death of 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five was worth the price of the sanctions put on by Bill Clinton, she said, yes, it is. Yeah, ain't your kids. So anyway, the FBI stealing more of our rights, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican. And I want to mention this, too, bringing it all together. Mitch McConnell, did you ever look at this guy? A guy? How about an old boy? And I mean a little old boy. A little boy that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag all his life. A little boy in our system of politicians. That's a lifelong job. It's not like those old movies where Mr. Smith went to Washington and then left. No, these are career politicians. I'm mentioning this because when they say Donald Trump is upsetting the Republican Party, there's nothing there. It's an old man behind the curtain. It's the Wizard of Oz pulling levers, and there he is. Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, career politicians. So Trump was able to overthrow the system because there isn't one. It's a fraud. The people don't want to call the faces that they see, the scum that they are. Yeah, I've been looking for a new word for politicians. And I came up with a couple, but people got offended. So somebody came up with one, and I think it's a good one. Rather than say I'm a politician running for office, I'm a slime ball. Because that's what most of them are. They lie, they slime their way into office by lying their way in and making promises that they're never going to deliver. So going back to slime ball Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, backed by several other Republicans, they introduced the exact amendment that the FBI wanted last night. So it's going to give the FBI unfettered access to, among other things, the web browsing history of all Americans. So the ACLU is trying to go out and stop this. They say they're strongly opposed to it. And it's also, they keep making this case that they're going to get that lone wolf. Yeah, like this crazy guy. Let's get this straight. You got 350 to 400 million guns out there. If crazy people want to get them, they're going to get them. Gun control will be as effective as the war on drugs. Total disaster that will only rob we the people of more of our rights. They've got nobody. One failure after another. Just like the military and all these guys, that military mindset from the police, not all of them. We got some great policemen over here over in Kingston, New York. They don't bother you for little stuff. No, the state troopers come in here to bust your chops for little junk so they can, you know, make enough money to keep their pensions and benefits going. You take Route 28 out over here outside of Kingston. Make sure you're right on that speed limit. Don't go over the yellow line. Yeah. While the too big to fails rob us of our dough, these cops never act brave against them. They only bust the chops of we the little people, and now they're making it even easier to do that. But the Kingston police, when we held Occupy Peace over here and closed down the streets, you didn't see a policeman in sight. They're respectful. They have problems over here that they deal with. And they don't break other people's chops for little things. But that's what this government has become. It's a neo-feudal society. They come down with the hammer of the law on the heads of we the little people while the big guys get all the breaks for robbing us of our money. How come there were no war crime tribunals for George Bush lying us into war? Everybody knew that was tuned in that that was a lie, that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. And talking about slime balls, remember that little bucket of slime, that little vial of slime that slimy Colin Powell held up at the United Nations saying he had proof that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction? One slimer after another. That's the way you get to the top in the political and military world. You got to slime your way up most of the time. My time that I did up as a assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate, I saw that, boy. Everybody bowing down and sucking up to work their way up. So they keep robbing us of our rights, one after another. Where's the Obama administration on this? Oh, I can't do it. You don't have Congress behind us. What a bunch of baloney. Go out to the people and say, we want this to happen. And you'll see it happen. But nope. Not from the fraud in chief. Lied his way into office and lying his way out. Landmark Supreme Court ruling backs illegal police searches. That's right. On Monday, the Supreme Court voted 5-3 that evidence obtained by unlawful tactics by police may be admissible in court. This is the furthest that the Supreme Court has ever gone in undermining the basic protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. Where is Obama coming out against that? More robbing of our rights right in front of us. Fourth Amendment, adios, Jose. By the way, the Fourth Amendment is being robbed from us by Slick Willie Clinton. Yeah, people forget that. That's old history. Why bother about that? You know, you go back and you look at the facts and you can find them on page 275 and 276 of my book Trends 2000 that I wrote back in 1996. They were robbing us of our rights back then. They used the Oklahoma City bombing as a pretext to rob us of more of our rights. But people forget it. It's old history. One after another, they keep taking more of our rights away, whether it's freedom of speech, the right to bear arms. You name the amendment, it's leaving us. The rule provides a blank check for police to arbitrarily stop and search motorists and pedestrians without probable cause. Where are all you liberals? Where are all the protests? Lockjaw. Supreme Court. A bunch of clowns. Supreme. Hacks, flax, and frauds. Your Honor? What a joke. Provides a blank check for police to arbitrarily stop and search motorists. Again, it's a neo-feudal society. Motorists, do you think they'd pull over, you know, somebody driving in a limousine with security around them? Without probable cause, stop you on the streets. This is from the World Socialist website. Since the early years of the Warren Court, the period when Earl Warren was Chief Justice, more than a half century ago, such evidence has been considered inadmissible in court under the exclusionary rule which prohibits the use of evidence obtained by police illegally. This, in turn, is based upon the Fourth Amendment, which reads, quote, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and persons or things to be seized." So now, blatantly illegal new law has superseded the Fourth Amendment. Hey, what about those Kardashians, huh? Yeah. How's Bruce Jenner doing? What, I haven't heard about Justin Bieber lately. It's the decline of the American society right in front of our eyes. And not only here, around the world, throughout the West. But we used to be the beacon of democracy. I mean, look at all the wars that they fought in the name of bringing freedom and democracy to countries, as we keep losing them here. I remember George Bush's BS speech the night of 9/11 and 9 days later to the address to the Union, that the reason they hate us, and Obama keeps using the same line about ISIS that Bush used with the Taliban, is they hate us because of our freedom and liberty. I guess they don't hate us anymore because they're stealing all our freedom and liberty. And no outrage. Nothing. And you're certainly not going to get it from the mainstream media, the prostitutes that are paid to put out what they are told to do, just like a good prostitute does, get paid by the corporate John or their Washington master to turn the tricks they're paid to turn. So you won't see much debate on this. And if you do, beep, in and out of the news. So again, the big news on the economic front is the Brexit. Will they pull out? And they're making this to be something much more than it is, because that's what they like to do. So to get our minds off kind of other issues. Nearly half of Brexit supporters believe this week's referendum, this is in a new poll just taken, will be rigged. While almost a third think Britain's security service, that's the MI5, is conspiring to avoid the UK leaving Europe. 46% said they believed the ballot would be rigged. That's the kind of confidence people have in their governments, because it's one big con game. And when you look at the little boys running the show, Cameron, yeah, Hollande, Obama, Renzi, or Fonzi, as they find to call them over there in Italy. Little guys with bad attitudes, arrogance, that tell other people to go kill others, or they're too cowardly to ever lead the charge, or man enough to do it. One of Gerald Celente's four rules of peace. If you call them out, take them out. Assad has to go, okay. Put you in that arena over there in Verona, a beautiful Coliseum. We'll have the world leader face-off. You want to take them out? Go at it. We'll put it on pay-per-view. We'll be able to balance our budget. So many people will be watching it. And speaking about watching it, you watch for this presidential reality show conclusion when Trump debates Clinton. And again, that's if all things remain as they are now. That'll have a bigger audience than the Super Bowl. Worldwide. It's the presidential reality show. That's all it is. There ain't no more. Liars, cowards, freaks, and fools. And adults actually saying things like, well, I'm voting for this one because it's a lesser of two evils. Oh, yeah, the doctor you go to is a lesser of two incompetence, huh? Or the person that fixes your car or does repairs in your house. You love going to lesser of two incompetence. Adults actually say this. That they're going to vote for lesser of two evils. And that's the United States. But it's not happening in a lot of places around the world. And one of those is in a place not too far from where my roots were sown, Rome. I'm Napolitano. They just had an election over there. Historical. The five-star movement. Started by a comedian, Beppe Grillo. Virginia Raggi, 37-year-old lawyer. That's right. She became the first not only woman mayor of Rome, but they broke up the two-headed one-party system. I want to read to you from the Financial Times and the way they describe it, because this is also a trend-tracking lesson. We are writing history, proclaimed the five-star movement's Virginia Raggi, Rome's newly elected mayor, and the first woman to hold a job in her victory speech. Matteo Renzi wrote history himself just 2 years ago, and of course that's the Prime Minister of Italy, when at the age of 39 he became the country's youngest Prime Minister. But the concern for the reformist Premier is that the electoral tide is already turning against him. Okay. A big part of trend forecasting is the language. Reformist? What reformist? This guy's a little nothing boy of the club. Reform nothing other than robbing the Italians of more of their money and their rights. But they call that a reformist. Again, so when you're reading, it's very important to break the language apart. Because they use these words to sway the reader into the direction that they want to set them. Right wing, left wing, moderate, liberal, conservative. Conservative. Yeah, conservative. They want to conserve by bombing places around the world. That does a lot of conservation. Or not a care about environmental protections. I'm a conservative. We should pollute as much as we want, as long as we can make as much as we want. So the words are wrong. So, to keep reading. In a set of mayoral races on Sunday, seen as a barometer of national support for Mr. Renzi and his reformist agenda, twice in two paragraphs, they told a lie. This isn't a conjecture, it's a lie. If you follow what's going on in Italy and you know how this clown of a boy, this Fonzi, is nothing more than a front for the ruling parties that continue to rule. The former mayor of Florence's center-left Democratic Party. Again, center-left. What's center-left? Stage exit, stage right. Center-left. Ah, Democratic Party, PD, won in Bologna and Milan, but lost in Rome, Turin, Napoli, and Trieste. But I was in Trieste this past summer, in Milano. Boy, I love Trieste. It's really different than the rest of Italy with that eastern influence and northern influence in those days of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. But anyway, he lost in those places. The most striking contests were in the Italian capital in Turin, with two women, Miss Raghi, a 37-year-old lawyer, and Chiara Appendino, a 31-year-old business graduate, won landslide victories for the populist five-star movement. Why can't that happen in America? Why can't we see new parties throwing out the Bloods and the Crips that their followers prefer to call Republicans and Democrats? Murderers and thieves with a history of blood on their hands that no eraser of history could get rid of. Republicans and Democrats, from Clintons to Bushes to Obamas, to destroying Libya. Assad has to go. Gaddafi has to go. To selling armaments and cluster bombs to the Saudis, our wonderful allies. Slaughtering the poorest people in the Middle East, the Yemenis, for nothing. Because the Saudi government wants to do it. And as I keep saying, if you supply the murderer with the weapon, or weapons, and we need gun control, you're going to supply the murderers with the weapons, are you an accomplice to the crime? And, as I've made clear before, El Presidente over here has brokered more arms deals than any administration of the past 70 years. And his administration, there was a veto to send more cluster bombs to Iraq, to Saudi Arabia, so they could slaughter more Yemenis. But the Obama administration was against it. So the measure didn't pass. That's a fact, folks. So, in going back to these elections that's happening around the world and new parties coming in, and they won't get rid of the murderers and thieves, and of course the thievery I could go on to for weeks, beginning with Too Big to Fail, but of course not ending with it. All of these wonderful deals that they give to major corporations for tax breaks, loan guarantees, and grants so they could, quote, create jobs, and then they get a kickback that they call campaign financing. So we have the Bloods and the Crips, but we don't have the courage to have a new third party. But you're seeing it happening in Italy. You're seeing it happening in Spain with the Podemos Party. You're seeing it happen in Germany with the AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland. You're seeing it happen in the UK with UKIP. And in France with Le Pen's party. But not in the USSA, where everybody loves their Democrats and Republicans. Yep. Bloods and the Crips. So that's big news that's starting to shake up the establishment party. And of course, that's a lot of what the Brexit campaign is about as well in the UK. And a lot of it has to do with migration. Because, you know, you look at the numbers again, and we've been writing about this in the Trends Journal now since 2011, when Obama, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, Sarkozy of France, and David Cameron launched the war against Libya. And we wrote how a refugee crisis, 500,000 people all of a sudden were swarming out of Libya with nowhere to go, into Italy. This is 2011, and they had no plans on how to deal with it or what to do with it. And the German foreign minister said to the Italian foreign minister, Italy's a big country, you could take them in. And now, of course, we have this massive refugee crisis. To which the Italian foreign minister said in response, a meglio solo che mal accompagnata, which means it's better to be alone than be in bad company, which means why are we in the EU? Because they're not doing anything to help us. So now remember, we've been writing about this in detail since 2011. Monday, today's Wednesday, right? 2 days ago. Record 65 million people displaced, United Nations says. More people are on the run than ever before in recorded history, the United Nations said in a report released on Monday. They include people fleeing marauders in South Sudan, drug gangs in Central America, the Islamic State in the Iraqi city of Mosul and Fallujah. Okay? Look how they just set that up. More propaganda. Fleeing ISIS. Hey, what do you think? 65 million happened in 1 year? They've been fleeing out of Iraq by the hundreds of thousands since George Bush and the Democrats and Republicans declared war against it based on lies. But now they have ISIS and narrowed down to Mosul and Fallujah. Again, this is the importance of reading critically. Because the propaganda outlets never stop. And of course, I read that from the New York Times, the self-proclaimed paper of record, which I prefer to call the toilet paper of record. Or, when I was a kid in the Bronx, we'd say toilet paper of record. Because don't forget, these are the people that sold us the aluminum tubes and yellow cakes that Saddam Hussein was getting to build them weapons of mass destruction, I tell you. So that's the way they make the lie up. Continuing, while most are displaced within their own countries, an unprecedented number are seeking political asylum in the world's rich countries. Nearly 100,000 are children who have attempted the journey alone. So now when you hear a moron like born on third base and thought he had a home run Trump saying things like, I see them pictures and I only see men that are refugees and migrants. Obviously he's oblivious to the facts because he never talks about them. So why should he bring them in now? They're loaded with women and children. So, where are they coming from? They're coming from Afghanistan. They're coming from Iraq. They're coming from Libya. They're coming from Yemen. They're coming from Somalia, Mali, Sudan. All the places, and most of them, of course they've created their own problems in a number of them, where the United States and its coalition of the killing have their hands in the bloods and massacre of what's going on in these countries. Here's a paragraph at the end. In some ways, the latest refugee numbers amount to a report card on the failure of the world's most powerful leaders to end wars, from Syria to Afghanistan. Okay. The latest refugee numbers amount to a report card on the failure of the world's most powerful leaders to end wars. A. Soumini Sengupta, who wrote this article, are you too cowardly to write? The latest refugee numbers amount to a report card on the failure of the world's most powerful leaders who started the wars. You lowlife, to write something like this. Afghanistan was a stable nation before the United States overthrew it. So too was Iraq. So too was Libya. You little coward of a person writing crap like this. Boy, Goebbels would love you. Hey, but that's what the media's turned into in America. Goebbels 123101. How could you write something like this? The world's most powerful leaders. The world's most powerful murderers. And again, I'm tired of this military mindset. They always have a new plan, like the FBI. We always got a new plan on how we're going to get them criminals and them terrorists. We're going to hunt them down and bring them in. Oh yeah, now the word bring them to justice means murdering them without bringing them to court. And all they have is a track record of quantifiable losses. Great job you did in Vietnam. Yeah, well, I forgot Korea. Yeah, if you only gave us more weapons to kill more, we only killed 3 million in Vietnam. Oh, and you liberals? That's right. I forgot. The Obama administration had also brokered more arms deals than any administration in the past 70 years. Just came back from Vietnam and lifted the arms embargo to sell them more weapons. Gun control, world's most powerful leaders. Could anybody say we have psychopaths, mass murderers, sociopaths, and to make it really clear, sick SOBs in charge running a country near you? So there you have it. 65 million people displaced. The greatest refugee crisis in world history. Just to put this into context, they say there was about 1.6 billion people on the planet back in 1900. So you would think right away, well, World War II, that must have been some refugee crisis. Yes, it was. But not as bad as the one now. You had 2.3 billion people on the planet back then. Now we have 7.2, 7.3 billion. We've added 5 billion people since 1945, the end of the war. 5 billion. Double the amount that was there. So now when you put the migrant crisis on top of that, and that's people leaving these countries because they can't find jobs because of the commodity crises that's happening in South Africa, Congo, Nigeria, these oil-rich countries where people are leaving as there's civil unrest is building, looking for a way out to go to one of those richer countries in hopes of finding a job. So these populist movements that are happening in Italy and France and in the UK and in Germany and in Austria, and in Croatia, A lot of it has to do with the migrant crisis. They don't know how to deal with it. They have no plans. Everything they try to do to date is a failure. And as long as the wars keep escalating, as long as the global economy continues to turn down, the greater the refugee crises, and the higher it is on the list of issues, not only in Europe, but as a top trend in the presidential reality show. You know, when the Great Depression happened, you know, they stopped immigration coming into the country. And I had relatives after World War II from Italy that tried to come here, and they couldn't get in. They didn't really start relaxing immigration until there was a big push. I know younger people might not remember this word, but I'm going to say it anyway. The National Association of Manufacturers. That's right. We used to manufacture things here. And unions were very strong. So they pushed for more immigration to bring in cheaper labor. And that's when it just started to change. And then, of course, I've written about this in my books, Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, back in the 80s. The H-1B visas came in, so that they could bring in cheaper help and not have to pay full wages. So the whole open system of migration is relatively new following World War II. And it's closing up now in many countries because they got lousy jobs or no jobs. And again, what they did with NAFTA, all it allowed, it's not free trade. Let's get rid of that word. What it allowed was these companies that were paying living wages to people, you know, whether it was up in Gloversville where they made gloves, or Tannersville where they tanned the hides, or all these Rust Belt places around the nation that no longer exist. People used to have living wages to make these things, these manufactured items. They don't have that anymore. So that's what pushed it. So it's not free trade. It's multinationals that have gone overseas, gave away our technology and our skills and our knowledge to nations like China and others. Before that, it was Japan. I remember when I was a kid, you know, I was the first wave of the baby boomers after World War II. And when something was made in Japan, it was considered junk. But again, they sent more and more manufacturing overseas so they could bring back the items and mark them up and make a bigger profit. So it's not free trade. And with Obama, of course, now with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, they robbed us of our trade, and now they're robbing us of our sovereign rights. Because what the Trans-Pacific Partnership does, folks in the transparent government that they won't allow us to read it, but we have been able to because of WikiLeaks and others, it gives multinationals the power over sovereign nations and sovereign states if we're hurting the sale of their product or don't like what we're doing as a state to ban it or not support it. So going back to jobs in the economy and record numbers of refugees, it's all connected. There's too much product and not enough people to buy it. To us, the only way, one of the solutions out is safe self-sustainability. So, for example, with the Brexit, I mean, England's a country of what, 65 million people? How about made in UK? You're too stupid to make your own shirts, shoes, computers? Of course you can. And we can do it here, and you can do it in most countries. You got 315, 320 million people. Do we have to import pork items from China? Oh, Smithfield Farms, remember that one? Nation's biggest pork producer? Now made in China. Isn't that nice, huh? One after another. One country after another. Taking what we have, making it over, relabeling it, and selling it back. So self-sustaining economies also build a middle class. Because if you put laws back in place like the Robinson-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, you'd level the playing field for the entrepreneurs that they unlevel to give it to the too big to fails. When I was a kid, there were no Walmarts in every city. Nobody ever heard of them. Macy's, they were down in Herald Square, and there was one up in Yonkers, and then another one out in Long Island. They had laws in place that prohibited the bigs from getting the deals that unlevel the playing field. So, for example, say you wanted to open up a shop and you're going to sell dishware. If you were going to buy 10 dozen or something and the big guy was going to buy 100 dozen, you'd both get the same price under the laws. So those laws have been taken away, and now the playing field is no longer level. So put back the laws in place that were in place that made America the land of opportunity, and the same with the other nations. Because to us, the only way out of this is self-sustaining economies. There's not a thing they make in China that we need. There's not a thing they make in Japan that we need. Italy's a different story. Who makes prosciutto like the Italians? Where are you going to get Romano cheese like you get from Italy? Or French wines? So those aren't necessities. Those are luxuries. So when you have your necessities made at home, it supports the economy. It brings strength to the economy because it builds the middle class. The only thing that NAFTA has done is turned us into a service sector economy. And you remember Clinton and Gore promising how great that service sector, hey, you're never going to have to get your hands dirty anymore. Yeah. You're going to get clean jobs. Working in McDonald's, checkout counter at Macy's. Maybe you could become a greeter at Walmart's. And then the other big lie, by the way, that the Obama administration keeps peddling is the jobs that have been created. The jobs that have been created are primarily in the service sector, they call the hospitality sector, that pay no wages. Waiters, bartenders, people making beds in the hospitality sectors, in the hotels, bartenders. I'm not demeaning those jobs, but those are the jobs that have been created. They're not living wage jobs. 51% of the American public are earning, full-time workers earning under $30,000 a year. Number two, the jobs that have been created are in health, education, and social services. These are facts. The government didn't create those jobs. We, the little people, pay for those jobs in health by paying our health insurance. We, the little people, pay for those jobs in education by paying our school taxes. And I got to tell you, I'm tired of paying school taxes. I've been paying them all my life. I never had kids. I'll pay something, but the more kids you have, I think, the more school taxes you should pay. Because after all, you're your kids. I'll pay for some of it, I don't want to pay for all of it, and there should be a cutoff point. Rather than going into our senior years and maybe losing our houses because we can't pay school taxes from a school system that stinks. And the facts are there, folks. We don't even win, place, or show when compared to the other OECD nations in our education system, and we pay the most. It stinks. It was terrible when I went there, and it's 100 times worse. If the education system was working, and the trillions that we spend to fund it, you'd think our nation would be in such problems if we had a truly educated society. So we the people paid for those jobs in health, education, and social services. Not the government. They created nothing. The only thing they created was a lot of wealth for that 1%. All you Obama fans, remember the number. If you don't want to have that attention deficit disorder, when you're going to say, well, you know, he tried to do the best he could, but his hands were tied. Because you keep forgetting he had a Democratic Congress and he never went to the people other than for war to push his programs through. 95% of the wealth since 2009 when Obama became president has gone to the 1%. The facts are there. So I would suggest all of you, being that you're listeners of the Progressive Radio Network, to tune in to what's going on in the UK with the vote tomorrow. Follow closely the events that are unfolding in Europe, as we're seeing with the Five Star Movement making big progress in overthrowing the conventional parties that have destroyed the nation, robbing the people of their rights in one country after another. And to remember, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. I guess he was talking about those Europeans, because we don't see those brush fires of freedom being lit or set aflame in America. Not when I just read to you how our civil liberties are being stolen from us as a surveillance state takes on new measures, and how the Supreme Court just robbed us of more of our Fourth Amendment rights. So it's really up to you. Another great quote by Andrew Jackson: one person with courage makes a majority. And you've seen that before. Go to a school board meeting, town hall meeting. I've gone to them where people were afraid to speak out. And I stood up and started speaking out, and it changed the entire tenure of what was going on. And other people got the courage to speak as well. So it's really up to you to change it. And we need a new political system. We need a new way. Or maybe a couple of new ways. Because the old one only has a record of documented failure. Thank you.